Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
John, I think to say that he was larger than life, and you know, there was back at a time when that would, you know, there'd be a play on words with him, because Raj for many years was a big fellow, and then went through that amazing transformation to make his life better and make his physical presence better, but his emotion, his intellect, his wit, his gentle nature, his real empathy for his fellow man is what made him larger than life. And you really had to fish to try to find any kind of thing that would furrow your brow about him. And I knew him for almost 35 years. I'd have to really think hard and try to count on one hand and use less than three fingers the number of times when I heard him say a really cross word to anybody or about any set of circumstances. That was just the way he lived life. He lived life like it was, every day was a new, fun, and wonderful, interconnected experience with whoever he happened to cross paths with, whomever came into his range. He was going to be there for him, and he was always intrigued and fascinated by other people, not so much himself, even though he had his own unique existence and fascination, fascinating life that he led. But he was always the one that was taken by others, and I think that spoke highly of him.
If Roger was here, that would be the one thing that I wish I would have pinned him down and asked him, is if you were to give somebody a lesson on how to be interested in others, you know, the way he was, how do you do that? You know, because I mean, it's just, and especially in today's day and age, you know, when we try to avoid eye contact in the elevator and all that sort of thing, he just had that unique ability to connect with people.
He always reached out. He was not put off by anyone. He would see people, even somebody that he had heard not good things about, for whatever reason, in the broadcast community, he would be curious enough to try to meet the person or try to find out what made that guy tick. And more often than not, he'd come away laughing about it or you know, feeling better about that person having gotten a chance to cross paths with him. And that was the deal about him. He was genuinely interested in hearing about other people's experiences, because in some way, it connected to him, whether it was a restaurant that you like, whether it was a particular musical act you might like, a rock band, some place you went for Cajun food in New Orleans or something like that. There was always some sort of connection he could find with what your interest or your experience dealt with, and he was always good at that.
We all know how much you love high school athletics and specifically Texas high school athletics. And Roger had almost an equal love for it, going to those small towns and being a part of it on a Friday night.
I'll never forget, you know, one thing that happened to me. This is one of those, wow, I actually made this decision kind of moves. In 1994, I was all set to call a high school football playoff game at Texas Stadium. And I got a call from the statewide radio network during the week saying, hey, we've got a guy who's sick out in West Texas. Would you consider going out and doing this playoff game instead? And we'll just let you put together your crew. Well, I immediately said, sure, I'll be glad to do it, because I knew that I wanted Roger as part of the crew. And he hopped in the car. Plus, I remember thinking this, a 5 or 6 hour drive out to West Texas would be fun in the car with Raj. And
yeah,
it was. There was never a dull moment. It was that kind of thing. And we had a great trip. And we did this game, and it was this wonderful game, and it wound up a tiebreaker and all that other kind of stuff. And we come back and find out the game that I gave it up for was the famous John Tyler Plano East game.
Wow.
the great gosh almighty Joe Friday. But I didn't really mind. I didn't really care because I was hanging out with Roger Emmerich, and we had a wonderful time together, and we compared notes a lot on the statewide scoreboard show that he did on TSN and the television show that I do on Fox. And but it was more than that. Raj was he became connected to my family. I mean, this goes back into the 80s, you know, back when he was working at KDNT and up in Denton, and they had an oldies format, and so he was DJing. He was Roger Earthquake Emmerich, and they would do that over-the-air auction show, Bids for Bargains, and he's calling out. I mean, he had talents to do a lot of things, to the extent that when my two older children, who are now in their late 20s, were in the early 90s, kind of misbehaving once, and it happened to be in the holiday season. I called Raj up and I said, "Hey, listen, I need a favor from you. Can you call my house tonight as Santa Claus?" And he starts laughing in that baritone laugh. "Yeah, Pod, I'll be glad to do it." And he does. And he calls and I get my kids on the phone with him. He's like, "Listen, you know, partner, if you don't be good and you know, eat your vegetables and do what your mom and dad say, you're not going to get that Sega Genesis for Christmas." And my kids were like following through. They had visited with Santa Claus. That voice was unmistakable. That's the kind of day. And when he had first come back from working at the Capitol Bureau, the Capitol correspondent for Texas State Network, back in the 90s, he had just taken the job, and Chris, his wonderful wife, and Ted, of course, was just a tot at the time. They were going down to New Orleans for Christmas. Well, Roger just started, so he needed to work the holiday. So I said, "Just come and stay with us. Come and stay with us at Christmas." And he did, and then went down to my family in Duncanville for Christmas dinner and all that. He was family to me in a lot of ways, and that's why it was it's so difficult to think about not being able to visit with him anymore. We stayed in pretty regular contact, and to have him gone just there's a big absence. There's a big hole in my life. There's no doubt about it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.